It is Wednesday on Drive. That means but one thing. We talk tech. And my tech head today, a host of ABC Me's Good Game Spawn Point, Angharad Yo, a.k.a. Rad. Rad, welcome.
Hello.
This has been a big week for Matters Apple. Without too much product placement, we ought to talk about this really interesting thing around privacy. Walk us through this.
Well, I mean, privacy is becoming an increasingly hot-button topic with a lot of tech companies. I know we talk about Facebook in regards to this very often, mm-hmm. and Apple seem to be taking a stand against the proliferation of people's data. So Apple are now saying that if any apps that are provided in their app store have Google or Facebook sign-in, you know, the ones where there's a button that says you can sign in
with your Facebook account.
Exactly. You don't have to make another account with us. It's so easy. now they're saying if apps are going to offer that, they also need to offer Apple's new sign-in, which Apple say is a much more private way of doing it because they don't share any of your data with a third party.
Let's just listen to Apple CEO Tim Cook on this.
We've all seen buttons like this, asking us to use a social account login to get a more personalized experience with an app. Now, this can be convenient, but it also can come at the cost of your privacy. Your personal information sometimes gets shared behind the scenes, and these logins can be used to track you. So we wanted to solve this, and many developers do too.
Sorry, Rad, Facebook uses my private information for gain?
Oh, this is news to me, absolutely. it's definitely a thing where people are starting to become more aware of how their data is being used and where it's going. And when you sign in using these social accounts, it does allow whatever company, whether it be Google or Facebook, to have access to all of the data that you're giving to those apps as well. And apps are asking for more and more access to, you know, your location, the calls that you're making, things like that. I've even seen a screenshot of Peggle Blast, which is a game, asking for permissions to make and manage calls. Why a game would need that? Who they're calling?
Why anyone would say yes?
Precisely. But that's the world we live in now. These apps just ask for permission and often we hand it over.
Well, the question that raises for me is why would we trust Apple not to start doing that?
It is a funny one, isn't it? The thing that Apple is saying is they're not collecting any data. Whether or not that's true, we don't know yet, but I suppose we have to take them at their word. And they're saying that instead of your information being turned over to these third parties, because when you accept those terms and conditions, you're giving that data to Facebook and any relevant third parties, which could be anyone.
Yeah.
Apple is saying that they encrypt your email and it doesn't even get passed over. If that is the case, then it does sound like a pretty good option.
It's a real play here on the power of their devices, I guess, Apple, because, I mean, this is something which I suspect, you know, Google, Facebook would not take kindly to. So Apple is trading on the fact that most people will have their things with the apps on them and that this will give them, you know, the power in that conversation.
Yeah, it's an interesting, I guess, pivot from Apple because it's quite clever in that they're looking at the conversations that are happening and they've noticed that people are increasingly concerned about their privacy and they've gone, look, we're going to offer a solution that's easy and is focused towards keeping your data private, whereas Facebook keep on more so misusing your data and then when they get caught out, they go, oh, we're very sorry, we'll do something about it.
Fixed it.
Yeah.
well, not really. Yeah, it's an interesting shift in that conversation. While talking Apple things, we should mention just brush past. We spoke about this a couple of days ago on the show. The looming end of iTunes, which seems to have been confirmed.
Yeah, iTunes is no more, which I think is a really big reflection of the times and how people are consuming media. I think, you know, people are more and more moving away, definitely from physical copies of things, because who has the space to keep 400 CDs, and more towards streaming services. So Apple seem to be making that shift as well and pushing people towards their more streaming-based platforms. Not to say that you lose the music that you previously bought on iTunes. Apparently that still will be available for download, but they are definitely starting to make that shift and, you know, update with the times.
And it's not even people, you know, with a wall full of CDs, but the people who liked that, and perhaps they were old CD record buyers, like that sense of purchasing a thing from the store. placing it on their drive, playing it from there. It's a real shift in how it all works.
It's absolutely a shift. I think it's a shift in expectation and culture of how we own things and how we access things. And the funny thing is, when you buy something from iTunes, you technically don't own it anyway. It's still got DRM on it, and it still technically can be taken away from you.
You have to tell us what that means, aren't you?
Digital rights management.
Thank you.
So, sorry. So it basically means that it still has a lock on it to prevent you from doing whatever you want with the file.
Tech Talk with Rad Yo, a Pokemon. I kind of don't get this. You're going to have to convince me this is a good idea. let's hear a little bit of audio first.
Pokemon made walking into entertainment. Our daily life has become more colorful, active, and fulfilling. But this is just the beginning. Pokemon could enrich our everyday lives even further.
Okay, Rad, so the thing is that you can now train your Pokemon while you sleep.
I love this story so much because it's so ridiculous. And, like, what are games if not a little bit of ridiculous in our lives?
Fair enough.
So, yeah, Nintendo have announced a new game called Pokemon Sleep. Details on it are still fairly light.
Coming up, Pokemon Death.
They are just trying to take over, aren't they? But they've said that it aims to turn sleeping into entertainment by having a player's time spent sleeping and the time they wake up affect the gameplay.
Okay.
And it's wild, but
test of skill.
But let me posit this to you. If it can encourage people to want to make sure that they go to bed early, get that full 8 hours sleep, that's not a bad thing, especially potentially with kids who it can be hard to get them to want to go to sleep. And it's interesting to note that a couple of years ago, Nintendo released a pedometer that was to be used with one of their games that was determined by an Iowa State University study to be the most accurate consumer pedometer that you could get. So if that is the case, the sleep tracker that is supposed to be used with Pokemon Sleep could end up being one of the most accurate sleep trackers we can get.
Oh, well, whatever leads to a happier, healthier, sleepier life, it can't be a bad thing.
Got to gamify everything, don't we?
Rad, thank you. That's deeply intriguing. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Rad Yo, host of ABC Me's Good Game, Spawn Point,